Is everybody on TikTok here? Ryan, you're on it. Come on.
You're
the youngest in this group, and you're not on TikTok?
No, I refuse.
You're one of those holdouts?
Yeah, I'm holding out.
Bob, you on TikTok?
No, I'm just still getting used to Snapchat, so.
What? Really? Do you have Instagram yet?
I have Instagram.
Okay.
Instagram, Facebook, and Snapchat. That's enough.
Twitter?
Twitter, yeah. A little bit here and there. But
a little bit. Just for reading the articles on Twitter.
Yes.
Are you on TikTok?
I'm on TikTok, but I haven't posted any videos. I just watched videos and I watch my son. So parents out there, I watch my son's friends and things like that. TikTok has opened the world's eyes to so many trends. The latest trend is perms. Boys are perming their hair for TikTok videos.
Sure, why not? Everyone needs a change.
The perm is the worst trend in the history of trends.
It's just curly.
For a guy. I just don't like the perm. I don't understand the perm. I don't get it. I can understand it for a woman, sure. But the guy, remember the 80s? The guys used to get the perms and then they get the frosty tips on the perms?
Kinda. I always thought of, I think of the Brady Bunch in the 70s when I think of perms. But I'm thinking, so there's not, these are not a...
Mike Brady had a perm.
A 21st century type of perm. Are they a throwback perm?
Boys are doing perms. They're also doing rollers in their hair for TikTok videos.
I would do it, sure. I don't have long enough hair to do it, but I would do it.
I would love to see, you want to talk about a trend? I would love to see come back, and I don't know why it hasn't. I know we talked about The Wolf of Wall Street, but Wall Street the movie, suspenders with the suit.
Mm-hmm.
I used to wear them all the time in the early 90s. I loved it. Why did it go away, and how come it hasn't come back? I feel like it should be coming back.
I think you could get away with it now. People have enough.
I know you can do just about anything, but I don't see anyone wearing suspenders with suits. Why is that?
They're a great way to hold the pants up.
Wow.
They're very effective. They're comfortable too and stylish. So I don't know. But I think you could do it, but yeah, you're right. It's not really in style.
A trend that I would never like to see come back in style is bootcut jeans. I love the straight leg. Ryan, you don't remember this because you were in fourth grade, but there was a time when bootcut jeans were in.
Yeah. I've seen pictures. That's all I need to see.
I mean, what's something that, since you're younger, that you wouldn't like to see come back in the style? Crocs? Are Crocs still in style or out of style? Remember everybody was wearing Crocs years ago? I don't really understand the Croc thing.
You know what happened, that I see a lot of high schoolers doing is the socks with sandals.
Socks with the slides you can slide in.
Yeah, you slide in.
Mm-hmm.
And not like ankle socks. These are like tube socks, almost.
Right.
Yeah.
And black, too.
Right.
My son does that.
He does, yeah. I did that one time.
The Adidas slides where you can just slide your foot in with the black socks. When did that become a thing?
I don't know.
How about distressed jeans? Are those in or out?
I couldn't say.
No, it is. You know what? I think they are because...
I don't have my finger on the pulse enough.
Yeah. Fashion is going towards like the worse it looks, the better, the more high end. You know?
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know.
No one gets dressed up anymore. People don't wear suits to work. They don't wear suits anywhere.
Now I work from home, but I was doing a thing. I work at another place. It's a small audio and video production company. And I had bow tie Tuesday. And I would wear a bow tie every Tuesday. Just for the no reason other than that. It was just something to do.
Okay.
I felt weird for about 10 minutes. People were like, why are you wearing a bow tie? I'm like, yeah, why not? And it was just kind of was fun. So I did that. And then people started giving me them. And I learned how to tie it. It's actually really easy. It's kind of like tying a shoe. Just imagine your neck is a foot.
Yep.
It's not that hard. And there's room for it, I think. No one chased me out of town. I didn't get fired.
I know. But when I see somebody in a bow tie, I feel like you're going to break out in playing a banjo at any second.
That could be, or you're like a TV commentator who's known, you know, there's certain TV personalities, and that's
Bill Nye,
I got that.
Charles Osgood always wore a bow tie.
I said it was my homage to Fahey Flynn, who was the news anchor here in the 70s.
Right.
And he was that he had the cool name, Fahey Flynn, and he was this sort of avuncular guy and kind of a, you know, I don't know, like a pleasant round face sort of, you know, was sort of grandfatherly, I think. And he always wore a bow tie. And my grandfather, my mom's side, always wore them often. So it's sort of that type
I've never worn a bow tie with a regular suit, but a tuxedo, yes. And I always tie it. You're right. And you can watch the video on YouTube. Oh, it'll walk you through it.
It took me a while, but yeah.
By the way, anything on this planet you don't know how to do, you pull up YouTube and just type in, I don't know how to do this. And a video will come up and it will show you. How about Hawaiian shirts? Are those in or out? They're out, but I know everything's fair game now, but I love the Hawaiian shirt. I used to wear it everywhere. And I'm not kidding. I probably had about 42. And 5 years ago, my wife went through my closet and she's like, you can save three.
She Marie Kondo'd you. Actually, I don't know if that's a Marie Kondo technique, but
I had easily 42 Hawaiian shirts because that was my thing everywhere I went. We'd go up to, you know, see your family in Wausau or Minocqua, and I'd buy a Hawaiian shirt. Hey, and they're on sale. I'll buy two polyester ones and wear them out in the hot sun.
Yeah, I haven't worn a Hawaiian shirt in a long time. They were in the 80s. That was kind of like the comedic characters. A lot of radio DJs wore them, you know. That was kind of a thing, yeah.
How about trucker hats? Are those out or in? Baseball hats that have the vented back are considered trucker hats.
I saw someone on the staff here leaving, and he put on a hat just like that as he was leaving. It was Joe Brand today.
Yeah.
I don't know why I remember that detail, but...
I have probably 12 vented hats, which are considered trucker hats. They better not be out of style. I wore one yesterday. I wore one this morning to walk my dog. You guys don't have trucker hats?
It's just me. Probably do, I'm not a big hat wearer, so no.
I probably have maybe 35 baseball hats in my closet. I am a baseball hat guy. Ryan, you're wearing a baseball hat right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm a baseball hat guy.
Do you wear trucker hats?
I have a couple. I usually sit at the bottom of my hat pile.
What were the workout pants that guys used to wear? You know, with the stripes on them?
Zubas. Yes. Those had their moment.
I was never a Zuba guy, but there's still guys. There's one guy that I see regularly at Jewel that wears the Zuba pants with Bears colors.
Yeah, they were meant to be workout pants.
Yeah.
And they were kind of cut in a way that allowed, they had a taper, so you could do some working out. But yeah, they were like zebra striped.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those didn't...
How about women, dresses over jeans? They wear a pair of jeans and wear the dress over the jeans.
I remember that as a style. I have not seen that long enough.
I love that look. I really enjoyed that. You guys didn't like that look?
I didn't dislike it. I don't remember it that well.
Really?
Yeah, kinda.
There was a lot of women. How about the back in the 80s, they'd wear dresses and change into sneakers and hop on the L.
Oh, that was common, yeah. That movie Working Girl with Melanie Griffith. Kind of helped popularize it. It was practical.
Right. Comfortable, especially if they run to the train. Grunge, flannel, beat up jeans.
I do like some flannel, yeah. Comfortable.
Again,
warm.
I probably have 4 or 5 flannel shirts I wear during the winter, rotate in, rotate out. Mm-hmm. I feel like Ryan's looking at me like, damn, dude, you're out of style.
No, I want to see the Hawaiian shirts and the...
I got them.
You should wear them in there.
What I've seen this summer is a lot of people wearing tie-dye. Are tie-dye back?
Yeah.
Or has it ever gone out of style?
I think that's back. It's...
I know anything is fair game now.
Yeah, you know what I think it is, too, amongst the younger kids? It's the things that would kind of be cheesy, but then they make it their own.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
That's what it is. It's something you would laugh at, but
are they called? Bucket hats? All the kids are wearing them.
Are they really?
Yes. They're wearing them in a Hawaiian design. You're absolutely right. What was cheesy, that we thought was cheesy, they're wearing now. God, I hope they bring back Hawaiian shirts. I would love that more than anything. But tie-dye is back. Okay, good. Good to know. Brown lipstick for women?
I remember that. I think it would depend. Yeah, sure. Why not? You know? If a person wants to, it enhances his or her look, yeah.
Okay.
I'm there.
Turtlenecks.
Oh, yeah. I have a turtleneck.
When do you wear it?
In the winter, yeah. You know who else wears turtleneck? John Williams always has turtlenecks.
John, I was just going
to
say
I love his
that.
Turtlenecks.
John Williams probably has about 35 turtlenecks. He's the turtleneck guy. I'm the baseball trucker hat guy. And he looks good
now
in a turtleneck.
I have two.
I don't look good in a turtleneck, and I'm too hot. Just thinking about a turtleneck, I'm sweating right now. How many turtlenecks do you have? You have two?
Yeah, just two.
Gosh, that's way too much. How about the big, cable sweaters? The cable knit sweaters. You know what I'm talking about? The cream cable knit. Guys used to wear those all the time. I still see a few of those during the wintertime. Yes or no? Those in or out?
Not so much in. No.
Now that bandanas, face coverings, guys are wearing bandanas again on their head. Is that in
Keep
or out?
It handy. So I guess it's in now. For good reason.
No, bandanas. What do they call it? The do-rag, right? They wear it on
it's
their
one
head?
One way to wear it, yeah.
Is that politically correct? Can I say
know.
That on the radio?
I have
paused
no
for
idea.
A second because I thought I'm going to offend somebody.
We'll see.
I don't know. Did I offend somebody that was a fan of Grease? Didn't she wear that in Grease, the bandana on her head?
What about it wearing it like it's a, you know, a headband that way?
God,
that's sort of a Springsteen-ish
thing. I love that.
Thing.
I love that look. Yeah. I used to do that all the time in the 80s. I don't know if you can pull it off now.
The Keith Richards.
Yeah. The Keith Richards one, where the big headband, because the hairline's going back.
Yeah.
You're right.
The bandanas, they're getting bigger.
You're right. It keeps getting bigger and bigger as he gets older. Yeah. Well, those are the trends. God, I hope Hawaiian shirts are back. I really do. That would be nice. Coming up after 2 o'clock, speaking of face coverings, we're going to give a few of these away. Boomer Naturals is going to come on with us, and we're going to give these away after 2. So stick around for that. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. You want to chime in. Overalls, are those in or out?
I can't remember the last time I saw a guy wearing them. I do have a friend who's a few years older than me, and he's I love them. They're so comfortable. He doesn't care about the fashion thing, but he's totally comfortable in them. So
a woman in overall jean shorts, love that look, and a baseball hat. You got me right there.